The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Thank you very much for listening and downloading the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart, and it was produced by the clever people of Radio X in a Radio X production, masterminded by three producers this week. Because that's the kind of thing they say, is it? Too many cooks spoil the broth? Not in this case. Producer Vin, producer Joe, producer Neil.
Just moving my mic about. Just a bad etiquette there from producer.
Right, Vin, I'm going to tell you, because you've been absent for most of the week, what is on the podcast.
Oh, great, yeah, okay.
Right. Shirley Manson, great story this week. She revealed that she once played a gig with the Stone Roses and didn't even realise they were the Roses.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is a great story. So all of that is explored. But since we recorded that part of the show,
yeah,
it turns out it was the Charlatans, not the Stone Roses. Don't want to kill her story, but that's the truth.
Okay.
I know the bass player in the band she was talking about when they supported her. Anyway,
okay,
you can hear all about that. There's a big story about festivals this week and the ones you should avoid if you don't like being... How could I put this? Propositioned or bothered.
Right, okay, yeah.
Or if you do want to be propositioned or
where
bothered,
you should be going.
Where you
okay.
should be going. Right. So yeah, a very simple decision to make. It's like a
public service broadcast.
Handy guy, that's
it's
what we
like
do.
Like a
Vin.
Pervy way.
Yeah, there's something dark about the whole thing. Anyway, I've also got classic album chat from Monday night, Performance and Cocktails, Stereophonic's second album.
Cool.
So all of that. And did you know I got horrible reviews at the time? Something that Kelly still hasn't got over.
Really?
Yes. It's one of the most commercially successful albums of that time as well.
Wow.
2.5 million sales, which isn't bad.
I can't wait to listen.
Right, all of that on the Evening Show podcast. Enjoy.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
If you are single, or if you're going on a stag or hen do to a festival maybe, here's some information that might be quite helpful to you. Maybe actually, if you're settled down and happy as well, this might help you avoid a festival and stop getting pestered. So, a nationwide survey of 500 festival goers has revealed that wireless has been ranked as the most, I'm going to choose these words carefully, sexually charged, with Bestival ranking closely behind. Now, it wasn't just that kind of stuff that was on there about going on the pool. As well as filthiness, it also mentioned cleanliness and the amount of sleep you are likely to get. But we're not interested in that this evening. We want to know about the first thing. The scores were based on the combined percentage of pollers who were asked two very important questions, and here they are. If you had kissed someone at a festival who wasn't your partner, and if you'd gone a little bit further with someone who wasn't your partner as well. So two very important questions to answer there. This blows my mind, and I don't quite believe it actually. 62% of the survey's participants who went to Bestival admitted to kissing someone who wasn't their other half. 64% of participants went to wireless, said exactly the same. It's disgraceful. I'm a happily married man of 15 years and I don't approve. Despite wireless only being a day festival, 53% of participants who attended the event revealed they had played away from home with someone who wasn't their partner. 54% said the same of Bestival. This is shocking stuff. Also in the rankings, Parklife, Latitude, Creamfields, not a lot of sleep there apparently, who came at 3rd, 4th and 5th place respectively. When it came to sharing a cheeky snog, Parklife Festival is the one you want to go to, or if you want to avoid that stuff, don't go there. That's this weekend, by the way, 9th to 10th Parklife. So if you're looking for love, head over there. Get on this, right at the bottom of the Randy rankings, download the now obsolete V Festival, Reading and Leeds, 8th, 9th and 10th place. I'd like to know where Tea in the Park figured in that, because there's never anybody there in any fit state to do anything. And unbelievably as well, Glastonbury Festival was nowhere to be seen in the chart. Must have been something to do with queuing for Shangri-La.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio
X.
So tonight we are going to South Wales. It's the 8th of March 1999, cast your mind back, just over 19 years ago. And Performance and Cocktails from Stereophonics is coming out. It was their second album. Now, the album title comes from a lyric in Roll Up and Shine, the first track on the album. And if you remember the sleeve, it was a couple kissing at a random football match, which was shot under the West A in London. Now, the model on the sleeve, she was a lady called Lucy Joplin. Get on this. She was only paid 75 quid for her time for that shoot, and the album sold something like 2.5 million copies. Could have done with a bit more money than that, Kelly. It was Stereo's second album, a huge commercial success, but it got some really dodgy reviews at the time, and some of the reviews were so brutal, Kelly still has a bit of the hump about them now. That said, around 1999, Stereophonics were being built up as one of the biggest bands in the country. There are classic tracks on there, some real fan favourites, Bartender and the Thief, which you can hear, Pick a Part That's New, Just Looking, and a track we all need to remember here at Radio X, I Wouldn't Believe Your Radio. Stuart Cable, Kelly Jones and Richard Jones, they were on the band at the time, getting around at early gigs in bass player Richard's dad's AA van. So that gives you an idea of how much they were struggling when they first kicked off. So success wasn't served up for them. They grafted for it. And by the time this album was coming out, they really were doing brilliantly. They were being compared to Oasis, selling out huge venues like Cardiff Castle and the money was beginning to fall into their pockets. Now, I went down to Cardiff University to see them last year for a very special Radio X show, and here is Kelly Jones with the rest of the boys talking about those early days in the band and getting booted out of their own parties because none of them looked old enough to be rock stars.
So, listen, lads, what do you reckon? 20 years or something since you last played Cardiff University. Is that about right? Something along that. So what are your memories of the last time you were here, Kelly?
Didn't we have an after-show party, which we got chucked
out
of?
We did. There was an after-show in Queen Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was the night.
Yeah, there was an after-show in Queen Street.
I actually do remember that now.
My picture was actually on the laminate when I was a kid dressed as Angus Young from AC/DC. And when I got to the door, the bloke said, "You can't come in." I said, "No, it's our party." I said, "I'm in the band." He goes, "No." He threw me onto the street. And our security guard... No, not our security guard, our booking agent, Scott Thomas, who looks like a security guard. He's about 6'10" and bald. He got me in there. And then, was that the time your family had a big kick-off fight in there?
It was, yeah. We kind of, yeah.
Big scrap. On CCTV. It was a bit like the OK Corral, wasn't it?
I remember walking out of that club that night and Richard was in the back of a police wagon being interviewed.
Good lad, Rich.
Yeah.
So that was Cardiff Uni, yeah. 20 years ago.
So that's kind of what it was like to be in Stereophonics back then when Performance and Cocktails came out. The album was a massive success, though. It re-entered the charts 4 years after it was originally released because it was doing so well, and it sold over 2.5 million copies. That's 5 times platinum, and it had 100 weeks in the charts, which is an incredible, incredible achievement. So let's get into it. Let's hear 2 songs from tonight's classic album, Performance and Cocktails. You're going to hear Just Looking, but first, Bartender and the Thief.
Radio X. Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio
X.
Keeps me smiling.
Radio X.
That was tonight's classic album, Stereophonics, Performance and Cocktails from March 1999. Lots of messages about it as well. Adam on the M25 says, saw Stereophonics again in Cardiff on the weekend. 20 years on and they are still ripping it right up. Awesome gig. Bet it was. Gordon, what do the critics know? That's from Rents and Sunny Leith. It's a great classic album, he says. I was once told about reviews you should weigh them and not read them, which makes sense. Lots of people are talking about them. That's a good thing. So you just heard Just Looking. It made the top 5, just like Bartender, and it started a weird craze for fans chucking jelly babies at the band. I don't know if you've ever seen that when they play. In the video, the band were all in a car. Stuart Cable was driving. He reaches for the sweets, crashes into a freezing lake. And apparently, if you look closely, jelly babies still fly around at the gigs. First up, though, I played you Bartender and the Thief, which was inspired by two girls and their drunken exploits in Neil Finn's Auckland bar. And it was also Kelly Jones channeling the metal fury of AC/DC, a band he absolutely loves. It was unveiled for the first time, that song, at the gig I just mentioned at Cardiff Castle. Massive, massive show. Not a bad song to debut, is it? That was tonight's classic album chat, Performance and Cocktails from Stereophonics. And remember, if you want to hear more of them, we've done 18 months worth now, you can get them all on the Evening Show podcast, and they are absolutely free.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
So I launched this new feature just last week where we share our love of Oasis. I went to see them for the first time in 1995 in Irvine Beach, and that was me sold forever after that. But I want to know from the Evening Show faithful about the songs that mean something special to them, and particularly the ones that are just a little bit off the beaten path. So on the phone right now, Radio X regular and listener, Chris, who is in Runcorn. How are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm very good, mate. I'm very good. Now, I'm trying to guess your age from your voice and the phone, which is always a very dangerous game, but can you tell me, have you been a fan from the very beginning? Did you see them early on?
Yes, from the very start. 1996 was the first time I seen them at Main Road.
Did you have to pipe down with the Scouse accent a little bit, being in the home of Manchester City at the night?
Yeah, very much so. I think we might have even put on a fake man accent that night.
Now listen, Chris, tell me your story then, because and the song that you've chosen tonight.
Right, my story is from that gig at Main Road. So we watched the support acts from the side. So I think that was the Mannix and Ocean Colour Scene.
Amazing.
And then we went right down to the front when Oasis was due to start. I was all dressed in my best clobber, some brand new bright white Adidas shell toes. And when the first song started, which was the Swamp Song, obviously the crowd went crazy and we all rushed forward. and one of my shoes came off.
No.
Spent most of the gig getting trodden on, sore feet. Towards the end of the gig, randomly, come flying over the top of us was that shoe. Uh-huh. And my friend jumped up and grabbed it.
No chance. No way.
Yeah, not making it up. And then slotted it back on just in time for the walk home.
Superb.
And so every time I hear this particular song, obviously it takes me back then to that time and obviously that memory.
What is the song that you've chosen tonight?
Okay, so the song I've chosen is Master Plan.
Ah, sensational.
And that was a bit of a chilled out section of that gig. And it just takes me back. It was just such a great day.
A great way to regain your composure. Chris, thanks so much for that story. Really appreciate it. You're a good man.
No worries. Take care.
How about that? Chris from Runcorn with a brilliant story about Oasis. And what a lucky man as well, getting his shell toe back. I reckon this is in my top five Oasis songs as well. It's absolutely brilliant. The Master Plan from Oasis on Radio X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, you can tell from my accent that I'm a Scotsman. Growing up in Scotland, in Edinburgh, Shirley Manson was a massive character, a big figure. She was in a cool band called Goodbye Mr. McKenzie with some people that I really got to know when I was a bit older. But anyway, let me tell you this story from Shirley Manson that's been in the music news this week because it's fascinating. I can't believe I didn't know about this, actually, but she's revealed that the Stone Roses played with that band I just mentioned, Goodbye Mr. McKenzie. But the moment completely passed her by. She had no idea the Roses were supporting her. So here's Shirley's version of the story. This is what she said. They're an amazing band and I still have so much love for them. It wasn't until much, much later that somebody told me the Stone Roses had actually opened for my very first band, Goodbye Mr. McKenzie, but I'd been completely unaware. So Shirley played with Goodbye Mr. McKenzie between 1984 and 1993. She was on the song The Rattler, you might know. It was a big tune back in the 80s, early 90s. And then she went on to be in a band called Angelfish with a lot of the band. She was on lead vocals and that's how she got her big break in Garbage. Butch Vig spotted her and off she went to fame and fortune. The rest of the band disappeared back to Edinburgh and one of them went to university with me. So that's how I know them. So there's the story. Shirley continues. When the Roses first emerged, I was very active in the club scene. I was always going out every night and I just had this incredible connection with that record. It blew my mind. Every time I hear that record now, I just get flooded with feelings of pure joy and freedom. I became so, so obsessed with Ian Brown that it was bordering on the unhealthy. And she tells this lovely story as well about a night out with Ian Brown, where she said, me and Ian got stuck together backstage in this mad situation. They were in Serbia, of all places, during a thunderstorm. The festival we're playing at got postponed as the storm passed. And we were all backstage getting drunk together. And I could just not believe that it actually happened. And she still can't. So there you have it. Goodbye, Mr. McKenzie, the Stone Roses. And I can't believe Finn, the bass player, who's a very good friend of mine, never told me that fact. Bored me with loads of other stories about Keith Richards, Talking Heads, but never the Roses.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
I've got a terrible, terrible habit that I need to deal with, actually, spending far too much money on it, and it's not going down very well at home. So this is bad news for me, because Moby is selling his entire record collection for charity, and you can just jump online and get some vinyl if you fancy it. Now, this is bad news, because anybody can get involved, and I already think I'm going to get quite heavily in debt on this one. And he has done quite a bit of DJing over the years, Moby, so it's an impressive collection. It includes signed LPs, rare releases, test pressings, and if you fancy a bid, this is how you do it. You go on Reverb Online, which is his online shop, from Thursday, and you can get your hands on some of that. Oh, it's brilliant as well. The reason he's doing it is for charity. All proceeds will be donated to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I think I've said that right. Now, Moby said, I would rather you have them than me, because if you have them, you'll play them, you'll love them. And the money will go to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, so everybody wins, except me, because now I don't have any records. And he finishes it off with something that's a little bit morose. He says, everything we love eventually goes away, so why not be part of that process and help an organisation I really care about? Good on him, Moby. What a lovely fella.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
You've been listening to the Evening Show podcast from Radio X. Me, Gordon Smart, producer Finn, producer Neil and producer Joe, all involved today. So please leave us a review and if you like, tell your friends all about us. I'll be back with another edition next week. Radio X.